Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This just came in. Top security, I think yesterday it broke. U.S. National Security Agencies said in a rare joint statement yesterday that Russia is, quote, likely, end quote, behind a recent discovered large-scale hack of the federal government departments and of corporations. Well, we're back to it again, and, well, it's not that we regret it, actually. With us is our good friend from the University of New Haven, and that, of course, would be Matt. Matt is here this morning. Dr. Goddamn. Come on. Matt is here this morning on WTIC News Talk 1080. Matt Schmidt. Good morning, Doctor. How are you?
Good morning, Ray. I'm doing well.
It's nice to talk about something other than coronavirus. Thank you very much for coming on.
I'm not sure this is much better, but I'll go with it.
Well, okay, so as you understand it, what exactly happened? Do we know?
sort of. So we know that the way that they conducted the hack wasn't using bots. It wasn't an automated kind of thing, and that what they did is called a supply chain hack. Is they got into the updating system that the company SolarWind uses to update its software, which is management software that the government and large companies use it. And once the virus was inside, it was apparently controlled by human beings. Again, it wasn't mostly automated.
Right.
So people could go through and look for things in the machine, and it was so well done that they covered their tracks, which is why it took so long to find out.
Wow.
In fact, people are concerned that those tracks are so well covered, it's still operating. There's still access in some places, perhaps, and we don't know about it. So we still have to find out how bad everything is.
Well, as you know, today in the U.S. Congress, there will be a vote to determine, to basically ratify the results of the Electoral College. This is not the first time that's happened, by the way, where there's some resistance. There was in, I think, 2006. I can't remember what it was. But anyway, it has happened before. It's just kind of pro forma nowadays. But anyway, this is going to certify the results of the election. At least that's what I think is going to happen. So Dr. Schmidt is somewhat concerned about the outgoing president. And what exactly concerns you about this, Doctor?
So the concern about the Trump administration leaving is that there's reason to be worried that officials, including the president, might leak classified information inadvertently or on purpose. We know that the president did, in fact, leak classified information to the Russians while president in private conversations that put people in jeopardy. And so that's the concern. There are a lot of people that have had a lot of access to information that are now leaving office.
Well, you know, the other thing is, and this is not your area of expertise, but I do think you do political science, and so I think you look at the big picture.
Sure.
What does this do to, you know, why is China not being talked about? It seemed to me that China would be somebody who would just love to bring us to our knees.
So I don't know that anybody wants to bring us to our knees.
Okay, fair enough.
It's all a slow game, right? People maneuver in intelligence for advantage just in case the worst case happens 10, 20 years from now.
Right.
China has inarguably less reason to hurt us quickly and badly because we're tied in with each other inextricably
right.
in our economy.
Yes, absolutely.
That's less so with Russia. So they can be more bold in what they're trying to do. But China is definitely hacking the system too. A few years ago, they got into the Office of Management of Budget and got a ton of, including mine, a ton of people's background applications and things too.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So they know you in Beijing, eh?
Yeah. So it's that stuff's kind of scary to have all that the point of contact info.
God, go back to Russia for just a minute. Somebody said the other day, and I can't remember who it was. I wish I could quote them, but I can't. They said, he's actually been fairly tough on Russia. What's your opinion?
He has been opportunistically tough in a theatrical sense. Most people will point to the Magnitsky sanctions, but the president actually opposed them, and they were put in place, with a veto, right, where almost the entire Congress supported those. And the rest of it really hasn't been that important. He allowed the Russians essentially free rein in Syria, we can go on to other things, but that's what the kind of stuff he's been doing.
By the way, since you and I were speaking a lot over the past couple of years about Ukraine, what's going on there?
They are struggling with the coronavirus. I was just talking to some people a couple of weeks ago. There's been no information, they said, from the government about when vaccines are coming out. They're going to have problems distributing it. As far as the war with Russia is going on, it's stabilized, and people are sort of paused right now, dealing with the coronavirus. It's also very bad in Russia, and kind of angling for a position for a few years down the line. But it's people still die. It's still a shooting war. But it's toned down.
Wonderful. By the way, Dr. Matthew Schmidt is our guest, Associate Professor, National Security, Political Science, University of New Haven. Well, let's talk for a minute about national security, since that is an area in which you specialize. What's the effect of the coronavirus on national security?
It's largely incalculable right now because it has affected everything. And it depends on what you mean by national security, right? So what we say in the field is that our national security is fundamentally based on, the economic and the social health of the country. And that's not looking very good in a number of ways. So getting the country turned around economically and stabilizing our political system are really the two most important things, far more important than worrying about the sort of front page news about missiles and bombs and troop deployments out there. But those things are important too. And of course, the Pentagon is having to consider the 20-year out moves that they might have to start preparing for in terms of great power competition. So essentially, what this comes down to is things that the Pentagon was worried about happening, like the rise of China as a regional and global superpower that they were thinking about in terms of 2050, have now been telescoped forward to 2030 in some estimates.
Oh, my.
And that's a lot of time.
Does you think about this, and I know the Geneva Convention prevents it and forbids it, but that's paper. I was just thinking, a way you can really trash a country, no matter what it is getting. I'm getting conspiratorial here, and I don't want to, but the point is, if you could, it would. You can see the damage that can be done simply on that basis. It's not missiles and bombs and so on and so forth, which I'd love to talk about, by the way, Doctor, for a change. What exactly? I mean, is this a threat? I mean, could there be such a thing that would, in fact, be used as a weapon against a country?
Absolutely, that's possible, and people are worried about that. And there's a distinction, right? So they're worried about whether or not a peer competitor like China might do that. They know that they have the engineering capability to do that, but there are a lot of reasons why they wouldn't. There are a lot of deterrence reasons. The next step is looking at non-peer competitors, countries like Iran and North Korea, which might be harder to deter. In a case like Iran, they're not too worried about things like that. Both like Iran and Korea would have capability to do this. But then the scary part is lone actors or terrorist groups, non-state groups.
Oh, yeah.
Who in theory could do this, because the access to the CRISPR technology, the genetic modification technology, students in grad school, things like that, could do this, and these groups are less deterrable. So you can imagine a suicide cult or people who are willing to die in 9/11, and there's just no way to stop vectors from coming into the United States. And I just want to point out again to listeners is we're going to cross the threshold where this pandemic will have killed more Americans than died in World War II.
Wow. Doctor, I thank you much for your time. It's great to touch base with you again, and I have a feeling we'll be in touch with each other again. Thank you much, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Dr. Matt Schmidt, PhD and associate professor at University of New Haven.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.